Ladies and gentlemen, you have no doubt heard that we have had comments from June Juanico down in Biloxi concerning her purported engagement to Elvis Presley. And we understand that as of this morning, why, they're not engaged, nor is Elvis Presley engaged to anybody. And we were shocked a few minutes ago by the man himself, the man of the hour, walking into the studios. Here he is, Elvis Presley.
Hello.
Elvis, how are you?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. When did you come into town?
Well, I just came in a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh. You drove up from...
A few minutes ago. yeah, I was in Biloxi, and I heard on the radio where I was supposed to be engaged to somebody, so I came ahead and see who I was supposed to be engaged to.
Well, just what is the story? Are you engaged to anybody?
No, I'm not. The girl they're talking about, June Juanico, I've dated a couple of times, but I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
We're not engaged.
Are you serious about anybody?
No, I'm not.
Just serious about the music business.
I'm serious about my career right now, that's right.
Well, your career has been meteoric. It has been fantastic, and I know down here, as you probably know yourself, there are hundreds of thousands of your fans, and they're all probably wondering about your new releases and what your plans are for the immediate future.
Well, I don't know when my new release will be out. You know, my last one, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, is doing okay.
That's the biggest understatement of the year, Elvis. This is one of the biggest smash hits in America today.
Well, it's doing okay. I'll say it's doing okay. And my next one will probably be Hound Dog, the one I've been doing on television a lot.
Well, there have been a lot of people asking about it.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of requests. RCA Victor has had a lot of orders, you know, wanting the record, and I hadn't even made it yet.
Elvis, where is your hometown?
Memphis, Tennessee.
When was the last time you were back in Memphis?
I'd like to swallow my chin, huh? Well, I was in Memphis yesterday.
Can you, in your own words, Elvis, tell us why you think you are the big success that you are? Is there any one or two things you can point out?
I can't think of anything.
Uh-huh.
Specific, just, I mean, the great backing that I've had, the people and my managers and my assistants and all that sort of stuff. I've really done a wonderful job, and my Milton Berle, Steve Allen, the Dorsey brothers, and all of them have really helped. RCA Victor, everybody's just been really, really helping me, you know.
Well, wonderful. How old are you, Elvis?
21.
And do you have, what age do you think might be the best for you to get married?
Well, I never thought much about it. In fact, I have never thought of marriage. I've never even thought of it. I'll say this much, I'm not thinking of it right now, but if I were to decide to get married, it wouldn't be a secret. I mean, I'd let everybody know about it, but I have no plans for marriage. I have no specific loves, and I'm not engaged, and I'm not going steady with nobody or nothing like that.
Well, you know how this whole thing started last night?
Excuse me for butting in, but I don't know how it got started, but everywhere I go, I mean, I'm either engaged or married, or I've got four or five kids or something like that.
But you're not.
Everywhere I go,
you're
no.
As free as the breeze.
That's right. I mean, it just, I don't know how they get started. I guess they get started about everybody.
Well, Elvis, thank you so very much for taking your important time to come down here to WNOA.
Well, my time's not important right now. I'm on vacation.
So. Oh, wonderful. How long have you been on vacation?
So, about a month. I'm off about three more weeks.
Where do you expect to go?
I plan to go to Florida, probably Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I when I go back on tour, well, I'll open up in Florida. I think Tampa. I'm not sure.
Well, Tampa. You probably won't have too much of a vacation because of the tremendous amount of kids will be down there and fans will be.
Well, I don't mind without them. I'd be lost.
Well, Elvis, thank you so very much again, and we wish you lots and lots of good luck in your continued meteoric rise to stardom, which has been so phenomenal during the past couple of months. And again, our many, many thanks from all of us here at WNOE.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking to you, and I hope that we got the little rumor cleared up, because it's just a rumor, nothing more. And if it wasn't, well, I wouldn't care for telling anybody. I wouldn't be ashamed of it.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you say it just one more time so people still don't get the wrong idea?
I'm not engaged, if that's what it's supposed to be.
Okay, Elvis, thanks a million.
Thank you.